Welcome, 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 everybody. Welcome to this beautiful session on how to overcome feeling stuck. If you're feeling stuck in a rut, stuck in the patterns, doing the same thing over and over again, not sure how to get out of it, you know, this is such a beautiful topic because we are creatures of habit, after all, human beings. You know, we do something and then we do it again and then we get in habit and then it just becomes automatic. And if it's a bad habit, if it's an unhealthy habit, it starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and then our whole life is dominated by this thing, and then we're stuck, we're trapped in this habit. And it can wreck our life, and then we can feel like we're not moving forward, we can feel like we're stagnant, like there's no fresh energy, there's no newness, there's no excitement anymore. And then that can lead to, you know, depression and feeling like there's no point in being alive, right? So that's where it can end up. So we really need to address this directly and turn it around. So because life is supposed to be fun and exciting and new and curious and wonderful, isn't it? So for those of you who don't know us, my name is Michael McIntosh and I'm here with Sister Shireen, and we are both spiritual teachers. We've been in spiritual knowledge and practice for between us 55 years and it's our great joy to connect with you about all these different topics. And also, if you don't know, we have a website with a lot of free courses and meditations, so you can check that out in the description. So, with that said, Shireen, what do we need to know about getting unstuck? Getting unstuck.
Should we start with a short meditation?
Why not? That's probably the best place to get unstuck, isn't it?
Right. Right. And actually, this is a good tip, is whenever you feel you're stuck, just do a very short meditation.
Yeah, because people often think, oh, I can't do a short meditation, I need to do a long meditation, and then they don't do any meditation for 6 months.
Right. So. Right. Okay, it's short meditation. Breathe in gently and breathe out smoothly. And visualize a beautiful luminous light above you. And the rays of the light are shining upon you. And you're absorbing that light. While breathing in gently and breathing out smoothly. The rays are making you calmer and your mind clearer. And you're getting into a deep state of relaxation. And just opening yourself up to being receptive to this podcast. Om Shanti. I am peace.
Infinite peace. Ah, so that was lovely. So if someone is feeling stuck, hopefully they feel less stuck after a little meditation. what do they need to do to get unstuck?
You know, there is one method I do, because I especially started doing this method when I heard that 90 to 95% of what we thought yesterday, we think today. It's the same thoughts, right? So 90 to 95% are the same thoughts. What I thought yesterday, I think today. Whatever I'm thinking today, I'll think tomorrow. And so what's going on is because our thoughts really decide everything. They decide our feelings, our emotions, what's happening, all of these things. And so what I'm doing is I'm basically living a regurgitated version of the past. And so if I want to change that, first I need to write down. I took, like, some days I just took the whole day and wrote down everything I was thinking the whole day. And there are two things we need to have guidelines for when we are writing down. First, there shouldn't be a judgment, and we shouldn't edit ourselves. No judgment. That, like, no, this is not good, that's not good. No, 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 no. Whatever you're thinking, just put it on paper. Don't judge it. Don't try to change it. No changing, no judging. And we just put it. And if you can't do it for a day, at least for an hour, just write down everything you're thinking, every thought that is happening. Like, you shine a light, right? That's what happens, is when you write down, you shine a light on it.
Yeah, I did that recently, actually. And it was very interesting. I have like this little booklet. Like, I have these tiny little books. And I just thought, let me try and fill up this whole book. I didn't write down, like, literally every thought, but every sort of theme, like, I'm thinking about this person and why they didn't do this. And a lot of I would have realized I was having negative thoughts about things that weren't happening that I wanted to happen with people I work with. It was mostly around that. But I was just writing it all down. So one thing was good is it got out of my head. So it's not just stuck there, because it's stuck in our head. It comes out onto the page. That helps you get unstuck just by getting it out. And you can look at it and go, oh. And then you'll also notice that there are certain patterns that keep recurring again and again and again.
Right.
And the other thing is that you'll start to notice that there's something you can do about some of these things as you get them out, right? Because there's basically, in a sense, two categories of thoughts in our head. Things we can do something about and things we can't do something about. So the things we can't do anything about are just a complete waste of our time thinking about them at all. And the things that we can do something about, we might as well just get on with doing something about it. And then we won't be having those thoughts over and over and over again, because we're taking action. But unless we write it down, it's all just spinning around in our head and just causing all this mess.
Absolutely. And what I've noticed is that thoughts really are the cornerstone for everything, right? They are our treasure. We have to treat thoughts as our treasure. Mm. It's not just randomly, they're just going on and do whatever they want, right? I feel like if someone is occupying my mind, right? If, let's say, someone comes and squats in our house here, right? I'm not going to allow them to just come and squat in the center. And so why are we allowing people to squat in our minds, right? They just come and they don't pay rent, they don't do anything, they're just sitting there and we're thinking about them having all of these waste thoughts and all of these things are going on. And so thoughts are our treasure and our mind is our treasure, and if we are stuck, that's the first thing we need to look at. What's happening with your mind? What's happening with your thoughts? Write them down. And the other thing, which people don't like when I tell them this, but discipline is very important. Discipline is much more important than even inspiration. Inspiration comes and goes. Discipline, you have control over it. You can just be disciplined about it and move those thoughts. Like, make sure this person is not occupying valuable real estate in your mind, or make that particular situation, right? When you write them down, that particular situation, that particular person is not occupying valuable real estate in your mind. We can move that along, but it has to be disciplined. We have to address thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. So write them all down. It's very helpful to write them all down. It's actually quite shocking. 60,000 thoughts a day, roughly, which is the equivalent of, let me just, I haven't got any books around me, but that's basically two self-help books worth of thoughts a day. That's really quite concerning, isn't it? That's a lot of thoughts. And they're just the same ones and again and again and again. A large number of them are things that we can't do anything about, so they are considered waste thoughts. They're completely unnecessary, and we could just cancel all of them and our life would just improve, and it wouldn't make any negative, there'd be no negative side effects. And then the other type of things are things that we can do something about. And if we can do something about it, then we should do something about it, you know, practically. Because what I've personally noticed is a lot of these thoughts, they keep coming up because they're trying to remind me to do something about it. And the reason they keep coming back is because I haven't done anything about it yet. So they're always... But once, like, for example, I had all these thoughts about my team. So what I did, I grabbed my phone and I just left people a bunch of messages and said, look, this has to change, this has to happen, blah, 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 blah. I just had a bunch of messages and then I don't need to think about it anymore, right? Because it's out of my head. A lot of the time we're stuck because we don't have the courage just to get things done and move them forward. And once you start taking action, a lot of that stuff just dissipates, the negative feelings. But coming back to your point about getting rid of thoughts, not having junk in the mind, how do you get rid of negative thoughts out of your head? Because a lot of people think, this is a very deep topic, a lot of people think that they can't get rid of negative thoughts, so they have to put up with them. So how do you move them out?
You know, we have five different kinds of thoughts, right? They are these negative thinking, then they are useless thinking, useless thoughts, and then we have positive thoughts. We have like necessary thoughts, positive thoughts, all of that. And people think positive thoughts is the highest, right? Oh, now if I think positive all of the time, then I won't be stuck. But actually, that's not true. Positive thoughts are not the highest, because higher than positive thoughts are eternal thoughts, which we thoughts based on eternal concepts. Like I'm a soul, right? Soul is eternal. Supreme soul is eternal. So there are some things which are eternal. And so what happens is when the soul starts reflecting on eternal thoughts, then you get unstuck really quickly, really fast. So you bypass the positive thoughts and just start thinking about eternal things. Even a simple thing, right? A simple thing, and you keep it on loop, right? Repeat it on loop in your mind. I'm a spiritual being. I am love. I am light. I'm eternal. I'm a spiritual being. I am love. I'm light. I'm eternal. I'm a spiritual being. I belong to the Supreme Being. Supreme Being is the ocean of love, and I'm love. So whatever it is, like, mix it up, right? And I always have a go-to stock in the morning. This is the loop I'm going to go on today. This is the loop that's going to go on in my head. And so when you start doing that, now what you're interrupting is this 90 to 95% the same thoughts you had. That is going to change. And now you're introducing new thoughts, right? You're introducing eternal thoughts. And the beauty with eternal thoughts is if you have the same 90 to 95% eternal thoughts every day, you will have bliss and freedom and beauty and wonder and magic and all of that in your life, right? It's not the same as having the same useless thoughts in your day, right? If you have 90 to 95% the same useless thoughts you had yesterday, then it's the same. Today's a regurgitated version of yesterday. But if you introduce beautiful thoughts, right, these eternal thoughts, then every day your life becomes different. It's different. It's like there's a magic to it. It's not that physically magic is happening. That could also happen. But mentally you feel different. You feel inspired. But there has to be discipline. You know, people always talk about inspiration. But more than inspiration, we need discipline to feel unstuck. If you want to get unstuck, you need to be disciplined.
That's right. Disciplined in creating your own thoughts on purpose. Because if you create your own thoughts, then you override the negative thoughts. And the way to do that is to choose powerful thoughts and think them again and again and again and again on purpose. What we call conscious thinking. Because there's unconscious thinking, which just like appears by itself. This random nonsense. And then there's conscious thinking, where we're saying, let me think... infinite peace and infinite love, infinite peace, infinite bliss, infinite love. and you start feeling better right away, because this is going on again and again and again and again and again. And actually, I have a book that I wrote about this, which you can get a free copy of. It's called Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. And it was originally called Divine Affirmation Mantras, because basically we need to, what exactly are these thoughts we want to have in our head? And we need to choose a mantra. When we say mantra, we're not saying like, rum, 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 or anything like that. We're saying like particular powerful thoughts, like infinite, I'm an eternal soul. I am an eternal soul full of love and joy, right? The sort of thing Shireen was just talking about. So something based on eternal concepts, eternal truth. And then something that also touches our heart, so we feel good about it. And then we think that over and over and over and over and over again. And it wipes out, it just wipes out all the junk, because we can't have powerful thoughts going while we're simultaneously having negative thoughts. Once we start getting in the zone, it kind of cleans everything out. So I recommend you get that book in the description. There's a link to it. And then, like Shireen's saying, discipline of just, another way of discipline is, you could say, obsession, just like being obsessively, just focus, 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 focus. So how many thoughts do you think we should be thinking like this, Shireen, roughly? Not that people are going to count, but like, what's, if we have like 60,000 thoughts, right? 60,000 thoughts a day, how many good thoughts should we be having?
What I've noticed is, once you start having eternal thoughts, the number of thoughts you have reduces.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more space, there's a lot more silence in between your thoughts.
That's interesting. And it's true.
So the first thing is to reduce the number of thoughts, right? Like, I know people who didn't have that many thoughts, like Dadi Gulzar. I don't think she had many thoughts.
No. Well, people who are real yogis and go beyond, they understand this and they practice it. Right. I've heard that the ideal amount is 10 thoughts a minute is the
10 thoughts a minute.
Proper amount. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And great. Most people, it's much, much more than that.
Right. One of the things I was thinking about is, nowadays there's so much emphasis on getting your body in shape and, eating right and health and all of that, right? Which people should. They should be emphasis, and we should be healthy. We should eat right. We should exercise. I absolutely agree with all of that. But along with that, we need to take care of our mind. We need to take care of deep spiritual things. That's how the mind gets taken care of. And one of the things is, just like, people say, oh, there's so much fat and I lost so much body mass and so much this and so much that. Fat, and I replaced it with so much muscle mass. I feel that one of the things we should do is look at our thoughts and replace thoughts. This should be on our list of things we do every day. Mm-hmm. Replace a lot of our negative and wasteful thinking with eternal thoughts.
Yeah, because you can't just get rid of something. It has to be swapped out with something else.
Right, right. And so our thinking actually becomes less, right? And what I've noticed is, like, to feel unstuck, you need to enjoy the everyday things in life you're doing. Like everyday things, right? Like getting up, meditating, cooking, talking to people, I'm talking to people, being there for people. I have to enjoy that everyday things in my life. And the way to enjoy everyday things in my life is to introduce eternal thinking while I'm talking to people. Remember, mm-hmm. they are a soul. Remember, they are love. Remember, they are beautiful. Remember, I'm beautiful. So all of these thoughts, when I start introducing these thoughts, then everyday things become a joy.
That's true, because you're in a higher state of consciousness. And another thing very important, which I'm sure many people have heard me talk about if you've listened to it, is the good old-fashioned internet and cell phones. Now, Shireen was like, no, you can't blame everything on the internet. I'm not saying I'm blaming everything on the internet. But what happens is if we have a habit of entertainment and consumption of media, right, because this is a media consuming device really, and when we consume massive amounts of entertainment, media and all this stuff, it numbs us, right, and it puts us in a trance state where we're not fully alive, and that feels stuck, right? And also if we're eating too much and if there's excessive amounts of consumption and it's all numbing, then it sticks us to this pattern. So if you can turn this thing off, take a break from some of the heavy foods that you're eating that you might be eating, just take a break from some of these heavier influences, even though you might not want to do it temporarily. But you'll come out the other end recalibrating your brain and your consciousness. And so everyday things will actually seem more interesting to you. Because like, if you compare a Hollywood movie, right, which has got all this crazy things happening and like sound effects and like CGI and everything, right? Compare that to putting away the dishes, right? It's just like, there's no comparison at all, right? It's much more interesting to watch some crazy film than to, I'm cleaning up my thing and sticking it in the dishwasher. Of course, right? But if we stop watching that stuff and we stop having intense foods and like loads of caffeine and whatever you're drinking and all this stuff, if you cut that back a bit, then something as simple as like drinking water is fun, right? Recently I had a fast because I wasn't feeling well for it. I had a nausea. So I stopped eating for like 2 days pretty much. And I got some fizzy water with a bit of lemon. And I thought, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. I'm so happy about my lemon. This is lemon and it's fizzy and it's great. And I was so happy about it, right? Normally I wouldn't even think at all about water. But water with a bit of lemon was like the best thing in the world because I'd shifted my focus and got unstuck from that pattern. So if you cut things out temporarily, it will help you get unstuck physically on and mentally. You might even want to try a water fast or a little fast for a day as another method that kind of resets the brain and the body if you can handle it.
Right. one of the things I was thinking about was, this Buddhist saying, right, chop wood, carry water, and then they have enlightenment, and then after enlightenment, there's chop wood, carry water. But there is a difference, though, right? Before enlightenment, you're chopping wood and carrying water, and it's a burden, and it's like a chore, and all of those things. And after enlightenment, and I really feel enlightenment is this. Enlightenment is you are a soul, you belong to the Supreme Soul. All of that is enlightenment. And your thoughts change, because enlightenment changes your thoughts, your awareness, your consciousness, everything changes with enlightenment. And so when your awareness changes and your consciousness changes and your thoughts change, then you do chop wood, carry water after enlightenment, but it's in a totally different feeling. So there's no stuck. Here you're stuck. Before enlightenment, you're stuck. After enlightenment, there is no stuck.
Yeah, you enjoy everything. It's fresh and new.
Right. And it doesn't change, right? Life doesn't, not only doesn't change, it shouldn't change too much also. Our lives should really be simple lives that are rich with meaning. Because high-octane lives, I have met a lot of people who have high-octane lives and they're all depressed. Because life is not meant to be lived like that. Like, think of the last 1,000, 2,000 years, right? 2,000 years. In the last 15, 20, 30 years, how high octane lives some of the lives have become so high octane. And it's not sustainable that way. Life is not meant to be lived like that. And I think everyone will come to that conclusion. Life is not meant to be lived like that. And so it's not like, oh, I'm stuck, so let me, I'm stuck because I don't have a high octane life. That's not true. I'm stuck because my thoughts are the same thoughts. My consciousness is the same consciousness from yesterday. I need to infuse it with eternal concepts.
Yay. Yeah, it's the little things in life. And if we have too much stimulation, too much intense stuff, too much, it actually makes us, ironically, depressed. That's the strange irony of the modern world, is that we get everything we could possibly want in massive amounts, right? All the entertainment, all the consumption, all the, you know, if you want to get drugs and alcohol, whatever, you can get them easily. Everything you want in massive amounts right now, which should make us happy and joyful and blissful because it's so much pleasure. And the actual result of it is so many people are depressed and stuck. So it doesn't work. So what we need to do is remove that excessive way of living, have powerful thoughts, eternal thoughts, write down what we're thinking, clear stuff out of our head, and go about our life from a higher consciousness and enjoy the little things, you know, because once you're in a higher space and you're not addicted to all these things, then something like drinking a cup of tea is such a fun thing to do. I'm having tea, look, I've got my cup of tea and this is great and I love my tea, and it's a simple thing, but I'm happy about it, right? Rather than, oh, that, why I need to binge watch another series on Netflix or something, you know. So this is very, very deep, very deep thing. So Shireen, any final thoughts?
No, that was beautiful. I will not take the tea, but everything else is good.
She doesn't drink any caffeine. She's such an extremist, Shireen. But I appreciate that. I find I don't need it that much, but I do prefer my life with a bit of caffeine, I have to say. It's one of my little pleasures in life. But you have to figure it out for yourself, each to their own.
Yes.
So blessings? Blessing? Yes.
All right, I'll pick something. Discipline.
Look at that. Isn't that
nice? It just came up to discipline.
There it is.
Congratulations on committing to the highest form of discipline, living your values. You have faced adversity bravely and embraced resilience, earning self-respect. You are a beacon of tenacity, radiating courage in these difficult times.
So thank you for your wonderful presence. Download the book, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, to get unstuck. And check out the next video related to this topic that you can get after this one. And we look forward to connecting with you next time. Lots of love and many blessings.